Pod People.
Hello, worsties. You're not friends, but you're also not dating. It's a situationship, and no one knows what the fuck is going on, but we do know that it's going to end in pain.
Satan?
Yes, Joanne.
What fresh hell is this?
This is gonna be great, I promise.
Breaking news, if you are receiving this right now, it's because you're a huge bitch.
Ugh, Christ. What fresh hell is this?
So I care a great deal about my hair care, and I would say that my hair care increased a lot more than the past year or two after I bleached my hair to make it pink and then decided immediately after that I wanted to go back to having black hair, which was a fun way of ruining my beautiful hair. And I have taken a lot of steps to making my hair better. And Kitsch has been a brand that I have loved, and I have started using their satin pillowcases. If you don't know, satin pillowcases are great for your hair because they prevent breakage. So I started using those pillowcases, and that has just been one part of my hair journey and making my hair healthier again. And they have so many things that they can offer you. So they have shampoo and conditioner bars, and they also have heatless curling rollers, which is so great so that you are avoiding heat damage, because that is also something that I have struggled with much of my life, especially when I was an emo kid, frying my hair with a straightener. But having the option to do heatless curls, having satin pillowcases has just been like really great for my hair, and that's kind of just become part of my ritual. So right now Kitsch is offering discounts site-wide, anywhere from 25% all the way up to 60% all month in November when you go to mykitsch.com/stanzi. You heard it, discounts up to 60% off certain items at mykitsch.com/stanzi. Plus, Kitsch has daily flash sales, unbelievable deals, so check back often. One more time, mykitsch.com/stanzi for huge holiday discounts, everything you need for holiday gifting or to treat yourself. Hello and welcome to What Fresh Hell Is This with me, Stanzi Potenza. It's cold here in New York. You know, this episode's gonna be released right before Thanksgiving, but right now it's October and it's like pretty cold. Like, I actually had to turn the heat on today, and I prefer the cold over the heat. So that's saying something that even I had to turn on the heat, but I'm very cozy right now because Goosebumps for some reason decided to send me PR. Because I think there's like a musical situation happening with Goosebumps. I'm not entirely sure. I think that's what's going on. But I'm using a Goosebumps blankie to keep me warm while I record. By the time you are hearing this, I will be gone. Not dead, but I will be flying. I will be in an airplane on my way to L.A., because I'm going there for Thanksgiving to hang out with my friends, Scumbag Dad and his wife, Hannah. I'm very excited for that. So that's where I will be. I will be living it up in LA instead of spending time with my family, because I have seen them like every other month. Actually, no, like every month recently. So my mom was like, I miss you. And I was like, I saw you a week ago. What do you mean you miss me? No, but I love my mom, and I will miss the fact that I'm not home for Thanksgiving, because she is like she's so fucking good at Thanksgiving dinner. I will be sad that I won't experience that, but she said she would hook me up for Christmas, and I'm really excited for that, because my sister texted me a couple of days ago and was like, haha, all of the stuffing is mine. And I was like, fuck you. That's the best part of the meal. Which kind of is like tragic when you think about it. Like, the best part of Thanksgiving dinner is never the turkey, right? It's never the turkey. And so many turkeys every year are slaughtered for the sake of this dinner, which I guess like kind of goes with the theme for Thanksgiving, unfortunately, because it is a traumatic holiday for some people in this country. Moving right the fuck along. Now that we are sort of in November, this is peak cuffing season, right? It's peak cuffing season. If you don't know what cuffing season is, it's that time of the year where people would rather be with someone they kind of do, kind of don't like than be alone. It's better to be with someone you sort of tolerate than to just be by yourself. So that's what cuffing season is. It's when people need to be in some sort of relationship-ish thing from the months of like, I don't know, like October to, I think, like January. Maybe it even begins in September, but really it's like October to like January is when people like to be cuffed, right? And I think it ends before February because you're in this sort of, and this is what we're going to be talking about today, situationship, right? With someone where it's not a relationship, but it's not a friendship. It's just kind of a thing that's happening right now. You break it off before Valentine's Day, because Valentine's Day is like that's like a relationship holiday. That's not a cute little like whatever, like we can be whatever. Like personally, I actually think, what is it, New Year's Eve? I think that's more romantic. I feel like it's more romantic to like ring in the new year with someone than Valentine's Day is. But Valentine's Day is very much like a relationship holiday, and you can't celebrate a situationship for Valentine's Day, because then you're kind of like putting a label on it, right? I was actually, my ex and I, the one that wrote the album about me, which is so fucking funny because like I have seen online people desperately trying to find out who he is. And I think like maybe two or three people have done it, but people are like, who is he? Who's the guy? And then other people responding being like, clearly Stanzi doesn't want people to find out, or else she would have said something. Why don't you respect her privacy? And it's like people arguing on my behalf, which I think is fucking hilarious, because I don't really care either way. I just don't want him to get harassed. But we started like going out, I think around November, maybe early December, like when we had our first date, and we did celebrate Valentine's Day together, but it was very like weird. And like, he was kind of like clunky about it. Like, he had to ask me, I think, three times to spend like Valentine's Day together, because we weren't like technically, I think we had kind of made it like, I'm not seeing anyone else right now, neither am I, cool, good talk. But the situationship thing is really wild to me, and this is going to be coming from the perspective of someone who has been single for a while now, because my ex and I sort of like ended things right at the beginning of quarantine. I've talked about this before. Right at the beginning of the quarantine. And like after that, like you're not on Tinder really during the beginning of the pandemic. Like I wasn't doing that. Eventually I joined, deleted it again. I'm not on there anymore. But like, why would you? We're all stuck in our homes. This is the worst time to meet a stranger and stick your tongue down their throat. There couldn't be a worse time to do something like that. I was in a little bit of a slut phase like right before COVID hit, which was great and fun, but then COVID hit and I'm not doing that right now. That is the worst thing you could possibly do. So I was like, I'm gonna stay single and focus on my career. And I clearly made the right fucking choice, because now I'm doing this for a living. I'm just like being myself and making jokes, and that's my career. Literally like living my dream right now, all because I decided not to fuck around with like random dudes that don't give a shit about you. And that's why we're talking about situationships today. My FYP, right, on TikTok is just fucking nuts. I have seen so many videos recently about like girls sobbing about like a situation. It's mostly women being in some sort of like situationship and it's going bad. Spoiler alert. No surprises there though, right? There was a video and it was this these girls, they're in the airport and they're like, oh yeah, like her situationship just ended right before our flight to Vegas. And she has like a sweatshirt over her head. Her head's in between her knees. She's sobbing. I'm like, girl, you're about to go to Vegas. That is so much fucking fun being a hot girl in Vegas. Like, do not be crying about this man that you were not in a relationship with. Like, go to Vegas and do drugs and get fucked up and have a great time. There was this other one. I started taking screenshots because I was like, this is fucking insane. I'm like, you couldn't pay me to put this out on the internet, right? This girl was like, me texting my situationship, who is barely even my situationship, every detail of my life, even though he remembers nothing about me other than my ass, and probably lets out a sigh of exhaustion every time he sees my name pop up. Why would you post that online? That is so fucking humiliating, bro. Stand up. Get a hold of yourself. My God. What are you doing? There are 1.1 billion views under the situationship hashtag on TikTok. There are too many people who are relating to this experience of kind of seeing someone who is basically just seeing you because they have nothing else to do. Like, you have become a hobby of theirs for 3 months. What? There was another one where this girl, there was this video, right? And the video was realizing my situationship hasn't hit me up in a while. And the audio along with that was, damn, somebody stole my bitch. And so this girl goes, I sent that video to him. And his response was, that's hilarious and accurate. The way I would launch myself into a river and drown, right? I would first attach like cinder blocks to my fucking ankles and let myself drown in the bottom of a fucking river. If someone said some shit like that to me, hilarious and accurate. Thank you so much. All right, that was fun. Worsties, we will be right back. Welcome back. I think that I've been alone long enough at this point that I like detoxed from like toxic relationship culture just in the time that I've spent like focusing on my career and stuff. And my friend Roger is like, we gotta get you laid. And I'm like, I couldn't think of anything worse right now than having sex with someone that I don't really give a fuck about, who probably doesn't give a fuck about me. That sounds like a fucking nightmare. I would much rather just like continue doing what I'm doing right now, which is like focusing on my career and like my creative prospects or whatever, than deal with some shit like that. And this isn't me. Like, it's not like I'm so much better than everyone else who's putting themselves in these situations right now, because it's not like I haven't been there before. I don't know if I actually ever talked about this on this podcast, but like kind of right when things were starting to look a little bit normal again in the world, I do recall being like, oh, like it would be nice if I was like dating again. And like that was kind of fun for a while. And so I like went on Tinder and I matched with this guy and he was cute and he had a nose ring, and that is always like a red flag, unfortunately, because nose rings on men are like so hot, but it's always, they're always fucking crazy. I was talking to this guy and he was funny and interesting. We had good banter, which is like really important for me, like someone that's also funny and we can kind of like riff off each other. But like, I did go on his Instagram at some point. It was like, he had like a selfie of him in a hospital gown. And I'm like, that is beyond a red flag. Not a great sign. You taking a mirror selfie with the grippy socks on. I don't know. Not a good look. But I'm like, I'm crazy too. So like, whatever. We were like gonna hang out, right? This is like, saying it now, I'm like, this is a fucking like insane thing to say to another person. He was like, oh yeah, like I would hang out on this day, but like I have to have sex with my coworker to help her get back at her ex. And I was like, I'm sorry. Huh? Like, that is an insane thing to say to another person, right? And I explained that. I was like, here's why that shit is wild. And he was like, well, we're not like, we're not dating. It's, I mean, it's not like I owe you anything. And I'm like, no. You're not gonna make it seem like I'm being crazy right now, because no, you don't owe me anything. But like, you certainly do not have to tell me about like your sexual escapades with other people. You certainly do not have to like let me know that you have to fuck your coworker to help her get back at her ex. Huh? Like, that's your business, man. That's your business. I've never like gone out with someone and been like, oh yeah, I would love to hang out, but can we push it to 8? Because I have to fuck my neighbor because his wife just cheated on him and he needs some sort of like revenge card. And I thought, let me be a good guy and just like help out there. No, I would be like, oh, can we push it to 8? That would be really helpful. I have something else going on that I need to take care of first. Not that you even need to give an explanation at all, but like, that is a crazy thing to say to another person. And he tried to make it seem like I was the one that was like insane for being like, that's a little too much information. And after that experience, I was like, you know what? I actually, at this point in my life, respect myself too much to deal with the kind of people that I would like meet online, like on dating apps and stuff. So I'm like gonna delete this and I'm not gonna do this again. And yeah, I am fully a career girly at this point. Can't do it. Won't do it, because that is just like too much unnecessary frustration to have to deal with, like another person who's fucking crazy. I'm like, why am I doing emotional labor for a stranger that like doesn't give a fuck about this situation? And I've also seen like a lot of videos recently, and I think these two things go like hand in hand about people being like so upset and afraid about being alone. And I wish so much for more people in this world to get to a point where they're comfortable being on their own, because I'm alone, I would say, most of the time. It's funny because like some people, I posted a photo of myself on Instagram the other day where I was outside and someone was like, oh my God, like, wow, we're like getting a glimpse at her life. I didn't know. I was like, yeah, like sometimes I leave my apartment, you guys. They were like, I had no idea that you like went out and did stuff. I'm like, I know, because most of the time I am at home. And like, the only reason I go out is to like hang out with my friends. But like, I work from home. I work for myself. There's no real reason, unless there's a real reason for me to like have to go out. I don't feel it necessary. And one of my friends, like we were talking at a party the other day, and she was like, I was like, oh my God, no, like this is the first time I left my house in like 3 days. And she was like, what? And I was like, yeah, like, I didn't feel like I had to. She's like, I would get so depressed. And I was like, oh my God, no. Like, I genuinely, like, love spending time with myself. I have, like, little rituals and, like, hobbies of mine that I like just doing on my own. And I love going out, too, and I love spending time with friends. But, like, even sometimes when I'm, like, out with friends, I'm like, I can't wait to, like, go home and like just do my own thing and just like, I don't know, like watch a show or like read something that I'm interested in. And it's like just a hobby that I share with myself and only me, really. I wish like more people, especially people around my age, like people in their like mid to late 20s, could like just enjoy having just time on their own. Because then I feel like you would eliminate so many like unnecessary situationships, really, with people that you create just to not be alone. I feel like that's what a lot of that is. It's like you just don't want to be alone. And I'll admit, like, it's nice to have someone there sometimes. But like, I feel like if more people got comfortable being on their own, you would totally eliminate the constantly trying to like create new relationships and finding yourself in these like weird situations with like people who don't really care about you just for the sake of like not being alone. Because being alone and being lonely are not like the same thing. You can absolutely like be alone and just enjoy your time. I never feel lonely when I'm by myself. And I think that is something that you have to kind of like learn to be comfortable with. It's great. And I want more people to experience that. And I feel like I've probably saved myself so much unnecessary heartbreak and emotional labor and stress just by like getting to a point where I'm comfortable with being alone. And I've had so much more time to like dedicate towards myself and my career and just like hobbies of mine. I can't imagine if I had still been in a relationship or if I was like trying to work stuff out with someone right now, because it's such like a pivotal moment in my journey and my career. I can't imagine having to like also deal with like another person and like their emotions and like carving out time for another person and trying to like dedicate all this like labor towards someone that I could be directing towards my creative goals instead. The situationship stuff is just so nuts. Every video under that situation hashtag on TikTok, it's just people being so fucking miserable about some sort of like situation that they're in with someone. It's also like a huge lack of communication. People are so afraid of saying what they want from another person and like being open about the fact that like they're not into like hookup culture. Like they want something that's like stable in a relationship, but you're afraid that if you have that conversation with someone that they are going to just like disappear and never talk to you again. But like, oh my God, I would so much rather like do that and like cut ties early on than spend like 3 months kind of like not knowing what the fuck is going on with another person. That shit is so crazy to me. But like, I think it's been like the beginning of 2020, sort of like the beginning of 2020 to now. And it's almost, I guess it's almost been 3 years. That is crazy since I've been in a relationship. That is insane. But I will say that recently, I wanted to go to a fortune teller, right? So I did some like research and I tried to find someone that had good reviews and that like, I don't know, was just kind of like established. So I found this one guy and his name is Dante, which is like, yeah, of course this fortune teller's name is Dante. But I didn't even know this about him at the time, but I guess the like actress Shailene Woodley has gone to him. And I think he's just kind of like known in the industry. And she said that he guessed everything right. And so I was able to, he was so booked out. Like I had to book with him months ago and I recently just had my appointment with him. And it was an hour session. He kind of like guided me and told me kind of like where a lot of like where I'd be like a year from now and certain like do's and don'ts about like the next steps in like life, both in my career and otherwise. But like he told me, so we'll see. We'll have to come back like a year-ish from now and see. But he said that I would probably meet my next long-term relationship before my next birthday. So a little less than a year from now at max, because it would be before my next birthday. So it could be whenever, but like I'll meet them. It would probably be out west. I'll be in LA next month. Well, actually, you'll be listening to it as I'm on my way to LA. Now, I'm just thinking about that now. So it could be on this trip that I am on right now as you're listening that I meet my next person. But who knows? But he said that it would probably be like an out west thing and it would be at an event. So it could be like some sort of like influencer event or like party or something, but it would be at an event and it might be a situation where it's like I'm meeting him. He did say it was a him. It would be like a friend of a friend situation, maybe. Who knows? But it was interesting because I also did this like other thing. We're about to get like a little into astrology too. I saw like a TikTok the other day of this girl who was like, your whatever like house your, I don't know, Jupiter is in or whatever will tell you about like how you're going to meet your next partner or like your spouse. Like I think the person that you like end up with. And it was like the same thing. It was like I would meet them at an event. At a party or something. And Dante told me that it would be a long-term thing. So we'll see. We'll have to see like a year from now if that is correct. And he did say that sometimes like the times aren't like fully lined up. Like sometimes like it might take more time or it could take like less time. It's not like, obviously it's a tarot reading. So it's not an exact science. But I will be curious to see how much of what he said comes true in the next like couple of years, I guess. But specifically with the relationship stuff, because that shit's crazy. But now that I know that, I'm straight up just chilling until then. I will not download a single dating app like ever again, I don't think. I would join Raya for funsies just to see who the fuck is on there. But other than that, like, no. That aside, right? Love yourselves a little bit more, ladies and gentlemen. Stand up for yourself and what you want. And if you are with someone that clearly isn't interested in like something more, and if you are someone that does want more, do not stay with this person. Respect yourself and move on if that's not what they want, you know? That's what I want for my worsties, okay? I'm not gonna have some fucking loser simp worsties that are simping over some 5'7" fucking loser that is annoyed and doesn't even text them back, okay? I love you guys. I'm sorry if that was harsh, but like, we need to stand up. We need to pull ourselves together and collectively move on from these awful situationships. Everyone needs to get their shit together, go to therapy, and be comfortable with being alone. Because I swear to God, being alone is so much better than spending time with someone that's a fucking loser that you're just with. Just have a body next to you, right? In that case, just get a fucking body pillow. Like me, which I didn't buy for myself, and I think we already talked about that. I didn't buy it, my sister did. Anyway, that being said, thank you so much for tuning in today, and I will see you on the next episode. What Fresh Hell Is This? Was written by me, Stanzi Potenza. It was co-created by me and my friends at Pod People who make this podcast come to life. Rachel King, Matt Sav, Chris Jacobs, Brian Rivers, Carter Wogon, and Anne Fuse. Special thanks to Gabrielle Rose at Dulcedu and all of my friends and family. If you love What Fresh Hell Is This, share it with a friend. And if you really want to over-deliver, please leave a 5-star review and rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow me at Stanzi Potenza on TikTok and at Stanzi Potenza everywhere else to stay up to date on everything I've got going on. Until next time, have a great week, and I will see you in hell.